friends. I'm Charlene Philly.
I'm Lori Piazza.
And I'm Mike Piazza, and welcome to The Spirit Calls.
The Spirit Calls is brought to you by a group of friends who love our Lord Jesus Christ and want to lead listeners to Him.
We also seek to spread hope, encouragement, and the joy of the Lord into a darkening world.
Stay tuned for another exciting episode geared to draw you closer to Jesus.
We depend on our feedback to know the impact we are having. So we hope you contact us at the end of today's episode. Thank you and God bless you.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over. Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over.
Accepting Christ, you give up everything, really. You give up protection, you give up security and knowing your eternal destination. You give up knowing someone's there when you pray, really believing that. You give up the faith that you can carry with you in every unknown situation. You give up knowing that you are loved, no matter what.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runs.
He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. What do you think of when you hear the reference to the man of sorrows? What does this phrase mean to you? It means that I, Jesus, came to earth to offer my life to give you eternal and abundant life. And so many despise and reject me. They don't want to hear the truth that can set them free. Over the centuries, I have sent prophets, messengers, preachers, and evangelists and ambassadors to throw a lifeline to a lost and dying world. But so many would not listen. I understand rejection and I understand grief, for I bore it in my life on earth. I came, I showed the love of the Father, And ultimately, I died on the cross to rescue you from sin and give you everlasting life. How do you give joy to the man of sorrows? Receive me, Jesus, as your Lord and Savior. Ask me to give you, to forgive your sins. Are you a Christian already? Study my word. Serve me in your calling. And in so doing, you will glorify my Father and give me joy. Yes, I am the man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And having you as my beloved child gives me joy. Jesus, once your suffering Savior, now your ever-present friend and King.
Come into my presence, all who are weary. If you hunger and thirst after righteousness, come with your burden, lay it all at my feet, and I will give you rest.
Ichabod, man of sorrows was he, despised and rejected by humanity, for he carries our sorrows and bears our griefs, and through his wounds we can be healed. For he came to offer us hope and peace, and so many turn away and don't value thee. For he was sent from the glorious heavenlies above to bring down thy salvation and God's love. He came to live with us and die and rise again, so we can have an abundant life leading to life everlasting. For he was on this earth and walked with us, so he knows all about humanity and fuss. For he went through the same trials we do. He went through the same temptations too. He was ridiculed, betrayed, shamed and mocked, lied about, condemned, beat and flogged. For he knows heartache and pain and suffering is real, so he surely knows how everyone feels. For he loves us big time and cares about me and you, and he is empathetic about all we go through. For he is gentle and kind, patient and understanding, just longing to comfort us and longing to comfort and help you and me. For he is the greatest gift to all mankind, eager to shower his blessings and goodness. You will surely find. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you'll be wonderfully kept and safe and secure. As you spend time daily in prayer and in his word, you'll grow to be more and more like the Lord. For show his love and compassion all around, and a growing empathy will abound. Just walk in trusting dependence on him every step of the way, and he'll guide you and help you through your purpose every day. So let's pray and listen and do what he tells you and me, and he'll lead us right on through onto our destiny.
And I don't know what to do. My life is a mess and I've made mistakes and I need you. I've chosen a road where under the cover.
Shadow of His Wings by The Greatest Gift. Earlier you heard Come Into His Presence. That's the title track of the album with both of those songs. To find out more about the music of The Greatest Gift, you can go to thegreatestgift.us. Now here's the conclusion of our discussion on The Man of Sorrows here on The Spirit Calls.
What does it mean when it says here that with his stripes we are healed?
39 stripes for us. 39 stripes. And I know... Well, I have an example. Sunday night, I was sick. I couldn't make it to church because I was so sick. And I kept proclaiming, I kept declaring, thank you, Jesus, I am healed by your stripes. And I felt better when I kept on declaring that.
It's important to note, too, that this whole section is talking about how he bore our sins and bore our iniquities. And so he's healing. He heals us. Physically, spiritually, mentally, in so many ways, and it's a healing, a spiritual healing as well, a healing of sin. And if you don't know the Lord, you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're bearing the guilt and shame for any sin in your life that you may have committed. That which people know about or whatever people don't know about, you know about it and God knows about it, and it's bothering you. You need to surrender that at the cross. You need to ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, and he bore those stripes, and he will heal you, and he will remove that weight that is on your shoulder from that sin. What would you say to someone who has never accepted Jesus Christ about this passage?
Oh, my friend, I can honestly say that you're missing out big time. When you are Father, when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and become Father God's kid, I tell you, you're wonderfully taken care of. You're safe and secure. We need not ever worry because he meets our every need. He protects us. He sends his wonderful angels to protect us. He comforts us when we're sad or in sorrow and grieving. I mean, there's so many reasons. He's there. He's your ever-present help. I mean, you're missing out.
Amen.
Yes, I think you kind of, without accepting Christ, you give up everything, really. You give up protection. You give up security and knowing your eternal destination. You give up knowing someone's there when you pray, really believing that, you give up the faith that you can carry with you in every unknown situation. You give up, you know, knowing that you are loved no matter what, knowing that you have someone who knows you better than your best friend or anybody in your life ever did. Yeah. That's a lot to give up. Yeah. And you give up someone that you can ultimately trust. I mean, there are people you can trust in this world, but no one you can trust like Jesus.
Amen.
And you're ultimately giving up your mansion in heaven.
Amen. That's right. Mansion over the hilltop. That's right.
Yes. Yes. I love that. I still love that song. It's an old hymn, but I love it.
It's awesome. Right here and now.
Oh, I forgot the most important part for me at one point in my life was you're giving up someone who can forgive you totally for everything you've ever done and can help you to forgive others. Amen.
Amen. So if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I mean, now is a golden opportunity. Don't wait any longer. Repeat this prayer with us, and we know that if you say this with sincerity and from your heart, you will be born again. You'll be a child of God, and the angels in heaven will be rejoicing. Just repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart
and save my soul,
for I know I can do nothing without you.
I repent of my sins.
I ask you, Lord, to forgive me.
Based on my confession
and profession of faith,
I ask that my name
would be written down
in the Lamb's Book of Life.
You are the giver of life.
Thank you for saving my life.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Now,
if you said that prayer, we would love to hear from you. You can send us an email to mike@thespiritcalls.org. That's mike@thespiritcalls.org. And let us know you said that prayer. We will help you know what steps you should take forward getting involved in a good Bible-believing church. And we will rejoice with you on being our new brother and sister in Christ. So God bless you, and we look forward to hearing from you. Amen.
Thanks, friends, for listening to The Spirit Calls.
We would love to hear what you have to say about our discussion this evening.
We invite you to contact us with your thoughts about this week's program. If you'd like prayer or a copy of the program, we'd love to help you out with that.
You can give Mike a call at 207-730-3386. Once again, that's 207-730-3386.
You can visit our website at thespiritcalls.org or send us an email at mike@thespiritcalls.org.
The only way that we know that you're tuning in is if you contact us. And we so appreciate the encouragement and the support from those who listen.
Until next time, thanks so much for listening, and God bless you.
And to always remember to have faith, listen, and obey.
When the Spirit calls.
And always remember, Jesus loves you.
And we love you too. Have a super duper blessed day.
How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond our measure. That he should give his only son. To make a wretch his treasure. but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection.